Well, they've done it. The FDA has now officially given the final approval for the COVID vaccine for children as young as 5 years old. This is the 5 to 11 age group in America. These are children who have zero risk, or as close to zero as you can imagine, of being sickened or dying from COVID. There's no risk. The vaccine serves no purpose, and it's an emergency use authorization when there is no emergency for children ages 5 to 11. No, clearly this is about enriching Pfizer. This is a criminal drug cartel that is now exploiting children for the purpose of generating profit and, of course, achieving mass infertility and depopulation and so on. But there's more to this, and that's what I wanted to point out today. And I'm recording this on the weekend here of October 30th, 2021, just so you know the context. This is the mass vaccination of children across America is a medical atrocity. The White House has announced they're planning to roll out 28 million doses in record time to assault these children all across the country. But what you've got to understand, it's not just about the profits. It's not just about depopulation. Understand that these vaccines were created with the help of research based on aborted human fetal cells. And aborted human fetal cells are, of course, taken from living human babies that are ritualistically murdered and have their organs harvested as a form of satanic sacrifice. And the FDA, this has all come out, the FDA had a full-time employee whose job was just to source skulls and other parts from living human babies. They were organ harvested while they were alive. This was part of the contract that said the organs had to be fresh and not frozen, not preserved. They had to be fresh organs, and they were used in research by the FDA. And this was part of the, quote, humanized mice research. So if you want to confirm what I'm saying here, you can go over to duckduckgo.com and just search for humanized mice research FDA. And you're going to pull up all kinds of articles about this, and you're going to see that this has all come out. This came out in FOIA documents. And I believe these FOIA documents were acquired by Tom Fitton of Judicial Watch. And these documents are horrifying. And it shows the pattern of medical research, so-called medical research, that's been conducted by the FDA and Big Pharma over many decades, it turns out. And oh, did you know, by the way, that Dr. Fauci ran AIDS experiments on Black and Hispanic orphans in New York City? And this just came out. It was announced by Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who I interviewed on this topic, and that interview is going to run here shortly in a couple of days on my website, brighteon.com. And I think he also gave similar interviews to LifeSite News and some other organizations. Well, it's part of his book. Bobby Kennedy's book is called The Real Anthony Fauci, and he's got a whole chapter dedicated to the crimes against humanity that were carried out by Fauci, that Fauci had feeding tubes surgically implanted into Black orphan children in New York City and other cities so that they could not resist the forced feeding of these AIDS drugs that were being tested in order to enrich Big Pharma. And Fauci and his team of horrific monsters, they killed these Black kids. They killed countless numbers of Black and Hispanic orphans as they were conducting medical experiments on them. This is like Joseph Mengele 2.0 in America. These are Holocaust-level crimes against children. But that took place in the early 2000s, and that was small potatoes compared to what it has just been unleashed by the FDA. So when you look at the vaccine approval for children ages 5 to 11, this is, beyond everything that's obvious, the money-making scheme, the depopulation, everything, this is planet Earth's largest organized ritualistic child sacrifice to Satan that in the history of the world, perhaps in the history of, you know, of our known universe here. there have never been 28 million children targeted for mass satanic ritualistic sacrifice before, but that's exactly what this is. And the more children that they murder through these demonic injections and the demon-infested creatures like Fauci, who's pushing them, the more children they murder and the more children to whom they cause pain and suffering, understand that it's the pain and suffering which is one of the key energy sources of the demonic entities that literally feed off of human suffering. And this is why they want children to suffer. This is part of, I mean, I hate to even bring up all the darkness of all this, but this is part of the human trafficking operation, that this is part of open borders. This is what happens when, you know, what is it, 500,000 children disappear in America every year, and they also disappear from Central and South America. And many of these children go into ritualistic, demonic sacrifice organizations, and some into child trafficking, sex trafficking, organ harvesting, blood harvesting, adrenochrome, you name it. It's a massive, sick, twisted, demonic industry. But it is allowed to happen because through the suffering and the pain, there is a harvesting of the pain energy and the death energy by the demonic satanic forces, which are strongly allied now with Democrats, leftists, Marxists, communists, which is why they all support child murder, you know, through abortions and infanticide and child trafficking, open borders operations, the whole deal. If you've ever wondered, you know, why do Democrats seem to destroy everything they touch? And by the way, there are exceptions. I'm not talking about Democrats like Robert F. Kennedy Jr. He's an American hero who happens to have a D next to his name. He's blowing the whistle on all of this. I'm talking about these radical Marxist left-wing demon creatures that call themselves Democrats. And by the way, there are a few Republicans in that group as well, too. So it's not just the Ds. But these sick, twisted individuals, they love the child sacrifice, because it's serving their master, who is Satan. So understand that they finally positioned the world to this point through the plandemic hysteria, through the media lies, through big tech censorship of the truth about all of this, and by having Fauci in this position of power and enriching the pharmaceutical companies, and then asserting this power to force vaccines on everybody, they finally corralled humanity into this position where they can ritualistically murder tens of millions of children in the name of Satan without the typical parent even knowing what they're doing. And parents will line up to sacrifice their children to this satanic blood ritual, and they won't even know what they're doing. At least, you know, in ancient history, with the Inca priests, the high priests, and this happened under Mayan civilization and other civilizations as well. But the Inca high priests, you know, they would sacrifice human children to the gods, and the parents would be forced to give up those children in order, you know, for that sacrifice to take place. And this was one of the ways that the high priests maintained their power. Was they got to help direct, you know, which children were murdered in order to appease the gods. And so the high priest, then they would create a crisis, or they would exploit a crisis. Oh, there were floods. Oh, it's a drought. Oh, there was a solar eclipse. The gods are angry. We must sacrifice children. And at least in that time, the parents knew their children were going to be murdered. Today, we have the high priest of, quote, science, which is Fauci and all the other lunatics, the FDA board members who made this decision, you know, the CEOs of the drug companies and so on. These are the current day high priests, and they demand you sacrifice your children, but they do it under the cover of claiming that they're saving your children. So the parents aren't even aware that they are sacrificing their children, at least not at first, not until the side effects kick in. And the side effects are, of course, heart attacks, strokes, instant blood clots in some cases. In other cases, the blood clots take a few weeks, or several weeks in order to fully form. And so because of the blood clotting caused by these mRNA vaccines as they are producing spike proteins in the human body after hijacking the ribosomes of the cells and churning out through protein synthesis these spike protein bioweapons that cause vascular damage and neurological damage and reproductive damage and they circulate throughout the entire body. Because of this, you're going to see millions of children across America over the next probably couple of years suffering from serious debilitating side effects, including heart attacks, strokes, thrombosis, tingling sensations, a cognitive dysfunction, and so on. And isn't it kind of twisted, but fascinating in a, you know, in an evil kind of way, that there are now ads running on the sides of buses in America, and there are now media reports out there saying, oh, a reminder, doctors want to remind parents that children can have heart attacks too, that heart attacks can happen at any age, they say. All of a sudden, these reminders are going out all over, you know, ads and media. That, don't forget, children can have heart attacks. Right in the same week that the FDA approved the COVID vaccines for children. It's so obvious and it's so sick and twisted and demonic. They know that millions of children are going to be harmed and probably killed eventually by these vaccines, and they are trying to normalize heart attacks in children so that parents who see that happening just say to themselves, oh, well, apparently that's normal. We've been told heart attacks can happen at any age. No, actually, heart attacks don't happen at any age in a normal, healthy society. In fact, heart attacks didn't happen even in adults until the modern age of processed food and people consuming canola oil and soy oil and you know, genetically modified garbage in their food supply and corn oil, all that crap, partially hydrogenated soybean oil, you know, shortening. This is when adults started having lots of heart attacks was after all this processed food came into play. But children have normally never had heart attacks, or very rarely, extremely rare. Now it's going to be incredibly common because the vaccines are, of course, blood clotting biological weapons. And the injection of these vaccines into tens of millions of American children is a ritualistic, satanically run child sacrifice. It is, again, it's as if America has been turned into a satanic temple. And in that temple, they're running massive ritualistic child sacrifice operations. And they're trying to figure out how many children they can kill while keeping the parents out of the loop and telling parents, oh, you're a good mom, you're a good dad. If you get your child injected, they're going to be safe. Hey, they're safe anyway. There's no risk to the child from COVID. There's no risk, which means there's no benefit from a vaccine because it can't be any better than natural immunity, because natural immunity is already 100% in those kids. You can't improve upon that. All you can do is kill them and hurt them and maim them and cause side effects and cause infertility. And that's the point. The people who approved this at the FDA should be arrested and thrown in prison right now, pending the results of the trial, because they are a clear and present danger to the lives of children in America right now. They are worse than mass murderers. They are worse than child traffickers. They are worse than pedophiles and child rapists. These people at the FDA, these, what was it, 17 people in the one committee that made the decision, and then other decision makers at higher levels for the final approval. So I don't know how many total people it is. Probably a couple of dozen people. They are child murderers. They are carrying out an atrocity, a holocaust against innocent children across America, and have no doubt that childhood cancers are going to skyrocket, and children with heart attacks and children with strokes and children with numbness and paralysis and comas and neurological disorders. All of these things are going to happen because that's what these vaccines are designed to achieve. They are biological weapons, and the children are being targeted. And by the way, of course, the military is being targeted as well in order to take down the military and to leave America vulnerable to an invasion by communist China. And I'll cover that in another podcast. So there are multiple assaults on different groups, but children are, of course, innocent. They rely on their parents to protect them. And their parents are relying on, quote, authorities in medicine and in media and in government. And those authorities are sacrificing their children to Satan. And so to any parent out there right now, the most important thing that you can do to protect your child right now is to avoid the child sacrifice vaccines. Keep your child safe. Keep them away from the vaccines. And then you may have a family future. Your child may be able to, you know, reproduce normally in a healthy fashion when they become adults. Your child will have a fully functioning brain and heart and, you know, vascular system and endocrine system and so on if they avoid the vaccines. But if your child is vaccinated, then they've been sacrificed to Satan, and it's only a matter of time. And there are three phases of what happens with these vaccines in both adults and in children. And it's the short-term phase, medium-term, and long-term. I'm going to put out a graphic about this to help explain it better, but let me just go over it very quickly here. The short-term effects are the blood clotting effects that happen usually within a few days and a few weeks. And that causes the thrombosis and the strokes and the heart attacks and so on. The medium-term effects are typically the loss of immune function and antibody-dependent enhancement, which is the hyperinflammatory response to future subsequent infections because the immune system has been thrown out of whack, you could say. Parts of immunity have been suppressed. Other parts are then allowed to overreact to future infections, and this can be fatal. And that's medium term. So that can happen within a few months to typically a year and a half, something like, or even a couple of years. And then the long-term results are the development of cancers because of the destruction of the immune system, which is one of the side effects of the vaccine. So children whose immune systems are destroyed by this vaccine will then begin to grow cancer tumors in their bodies with nothing stopping it. And within a few years then, those children, many of them will be diagnosed with cancer and many will die from cancer. Now, it may take many years. It could take a decade for a lot of children, or, you know, 5 to 10 years would be a reasonable guess. But cancer is going to absolutely destroy millions of children in America if these vaccines are injected at anywhere near 28 million children. We're going to see millions of cancer deaths over the next decade in those children. And some of them won't be children at that time because they will, of course, transition into adulthood. But you get my point. If you track those kids, many of them are going to die of cancer. This is all known. This is all documented. This is all by design. And it's all run by this combination of satanic influence, but also communist China, which answers to Satan. You see, communism worships Satanism. And so it's really the same evil through the CCP and also through direct infestation, which is, for example, Anthony Fauci is a demon-infested former human who is literally no longer a human being. And that's why he's putting all this together and celebrating all of this and engineering this, because he's working for Satan directly. He is an expression of a satanic entity that inhabits a former human body. And by the way, one final thought on all of this, you know, I've been trying to warn people for many, many years about Big Pharma, the horrors of what they're carrying out, the pure evil that drives people like Fauci and the CEOs of these drug companies and the regulators like the FDA and the CDC and so on. And now, over the last year, more people have awakened to these realities than ever before. We now have about half the population in the United States rejecting these toxic vaccines and saying no. And that's the largest percentage that we've ever seen. And yet, it's not yet enough because these crimes against humanity are continuing. And sadly, it looks like we are going to witness the mass murder of children via vaccines in the name of Satanism before we will have a sufficient number of parents waking up and saying, no more. Enough is enough. You shall not mass murder our children. But sadly, there's going to be a lot of children murdered before people come to their senses and realize that, you see. And when history is written about this time, the historians will look back in amazement at how the people could have been so easily fooled to allow their children to be used as human guinea pigs in this criminal cartel of mass medical experimentation on innocent children who derived no benefit whatsoever from vaccines. And yet they were mass injected by the millions because the parents, the ones who were willing to sacrifice their children to this, they were brainwashed by media. They were brainwashed by big tech and censorship, propaganda, social engineering, false government authority telling them, you must have your child vaccinated. They were brainwashed, and then they were coerced, in some cases, by their local schools and the school superintendents, you know, school authorities, so-called authorities. The same schools that are indoctrinating children with critical race theory and teaching them that if you're born white, that you're an evil child. And if you're born something other than white, then you have automatic social hierarchy in society and you're better than anyone who's white and so on. That's critical race theory, and it's blatant racism. It's part of the tearing down of culture, the tearing down of mental health, and the socially engineered destruction of Western culture and Christian principles. And you see, when you understand that, you realize it's more than just a war with a biological weapon. It's a war on our culture through a psychological operation. This is a psyop war. It is an info war. It is a bio war. And it is also a financial war because of the, you know, the dollar hyperinflation that's already being engineered. And it's also, by the way, a war of a crumbling supply chain, the engineered destruction of first responders through vaccine mandates, getting police to quit, firefighters to quit, doctors and nurses to quit, and destroying the military and so on. This is the engineered dismantling of society in order to lead the United States into massive self-destruction while gaining, you know, demonic points, I guess, for Satan, feeding off of the mass suffering and death. That's what you were watching. And any parent who walks their child into a pharmacy to be vaccinated is a parent who is sacrificing their child to Satan. It is a death ritual, a blood ritual that they are participating in. And thus, they condemn their children to Satanism, and they condemn themselves. Because how do you think God looks at that decision? If you sacrifice your child to Satan, you yourself are guilty in the eyes of God. And so you see, Satan kind of gets, you know, double points, like bonus points. They get the parent and the child. You see how dark and yet powerful and dangerous this is? That's why you must spread the word and warn parents, do not sacrifice your children to this demonism and this pure evil, this blood ritual. Your child will be injured by these vaccines. It may be fatal. It may be subtle. It may be an injury that takes years to manifest. It may be that they will be infertile because we already have seen, you know, 82% spontaneous abortions in the first trimester when pregnant women are injected with these vaccines. So, you know, 4 out of 5 pregnant women lost their babies in that first trimester. If your child is injected, they may never be able to reproduce. They may have their brains eaten by the prion-like segments or sequences in the spike protein. They may suffer learning disabilities, cognitive impairment, autoimmune disorders, and I already mentioned cancers, but also endocrine disruptions. They may suffer a life of pain, which is what the vaccine industry has already done with autism. The MMR vaccines causing autism and damaging untold numbers of millions of children around the world, and putting them into a life of incredible pain and suffering. And that has been covered up for decades. And it's the same industry that's now mass murdering children with COVID vaccines. At some point, humanity will need to stand up and stop this, or forever function like sheeple or cattle on a slaughter ranch, where humanity's just being grown and harvested for the flesh-eating demons and the money profiteers of big pharma and the power-hungry lunatics in government. They're feeding off of you, and they're feeding off of your children energetically, financially, and in some cases literally, because that's how sick they are. Stop being a farm animal on a ranch that's just being harvested by those in power. And the way to stop that is to say no. Do not participate in the sacrifice of your children, nor the sacrifice of yourself, to these evil demons and profiteers. It's time to say no. Finally, there's a nationwide walkout. It's being called Axe the Vax. It's November 8th through November 11th. And I want you to spread the word everywhere. What we are going to do, we're all going to walk off of our jobs if your employer is requiring you to take a vaccine. So any employers that are pushing vaccine mandates, you're going to walk off those jobs November 8th to 11th, except where doing so might be illegal or, I think certain police officers, for example, are not allowed to strike because of public safety measures. So make your own decision what's appropriate for you. We're not advocating that anyone violate the law. But where you can do so lawfully and peacefully, walk off of your jobs in peaceful protest November 8th through November 11th. That's 4 days. And we're going to send a message all across the country and around the world. We're going to send a message that says, hell no, you don't own us, you don't control us, you can't put your toxic death chemicals into our bodies and our children. Hell no. We're going to take a stand. November 8th through 11th, spread the word. There's no overriding organizing website or leader or anything. This is an organic, spontaneous mass resistance, nonviolent resistance. It's we the people saying no, no more. November 8th through 11th, walk out of your jobs if they're pushing vaccine mandates and send a powerful message to the controllers that says, we will not be your sheeple. We will not be your cattle. You cannot harvest us. You cannot harvest our children. And damn you to hell for what you're doing to our kids right now, because you, the demons and the criminals at Big Pharma and at the NIH and the FDA and government and the Let's Go Brandon regime, damn you all to hell, you effing criminals. May you rot in prison after you are convicted of crimes against humanity. And that would be merciful for you to rot in prison for the rest of your lives for what you are doing to these innocent children. Damn you all to hell. And that's where you're going, by the way. You are going to hell because that's who you already serve. They have a parking space reserved for you there. That when you finally die, you will be transported to an eternity of suffering and pain and being devoured over and over again by demonic creatures, because that's a reflection of what you did to human children in this realm while you were alive. And while you had the chance to do something good, no, you served evil. And so evil will serve you up as a buffet over and over again. You see what I mean? You reap what you sow. You mass murder children, you will burn in hell for eternity, even if you escape the punishment of this realm through the court systems and the war crimes tribunals and the other things that are coming. So that's my message. Share this message everywhere you'd like. Post it anywhere you'd like. Find my articles on naturalnews.com and also go to brighteon.com. Join up, post your own videos or watch my videos and podcasts there, or go to brighteon.tv, where there are live shows with dozens of amazing hosts Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Brighteon.tv. Very simple. That's Brighteon, Brighteon. Dishwatch.tv. Thank you for listening. God bless you all. May God help us defeat this evil. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Take care of your children.